T-shirts, steel-toed boots, shades, and a goatee. Wyman actually looks more like a cowboy than a fisherman as he gets ready to wrangle a bucking burg.
When Wyman Richards could no longer make a living fishing cod, he started wrangling icebergs. I'm Samantha Brown. This is the Nature Stories podcast. Each week we bring you stories about the intersection of people and place. Atlantic Public Media curates this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Here's Ice Wrangler, produced by Chris Brooks and Jana Graham, who also narrates the story.
About 70 people live in St. Carol's, and Wyman Richards is related to all but three of them. St. Carol's is so far north that it sticks out into the icy Labrador Current, kind of like a giant finger testing the temperature. This is where Wyman learned to fish with his father and his brother Dale when he left school after grade 7.
That's my boat right there. This little wharf that she's tied to in that old shed, that's mine and Dale's there. Everything's getting pretty run down here because this was a catfishing community.
Until the early 90s, when government mismanagement and offshore dragger fleets wiped the stock out, Wyman and Dale fished northern cod for a living.
When that closed down, we had a 2 or 3 years like doing nothing, no work around, and doing very little fishing in other things, in other species.
Other species like shrimp, crab, lumpfish, and seal. Wyman will give anything a try. And so this summer, an experimental species.
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Yeah.
Every summer, massive chunks of ice are breaking away from the Greenland glaciers and floating slowly south, right past where Wyman lives. But just the sight of an iceberg will trigger a cursing fit among most fishermen. These jagged mountains of ice can rip the hull of a boat open in seconds. Think Titanic. So Wyman might be one of the first fishermen to navigate towards the bergs. It all started one day last spring in St. Anthony. It's a bigger fishing town just a few miles down the road. They docked their 38-footer, the Cape Richard, here. And so they got to know Marshall Dean. And Marshall dreams big.
Newfoundlanders have always been intrigued by icebergs and have always taken bergy bits, we call them, from the ocean, I guess, over the years, and used them for ice cubes and drinking water at times, this kind of thing. So myself and a friend of mine, who is from the area as well, lives in Houston, Texas, decided that we'd do something commercially with the product.
80 degrees north, iceberg water tapped from icebergs born at the top of the world in the Arctic polar ice caps that date back 12,000 years, untouched by pollutants and toxins.
Yep, $1.60 a bottle in Texas. Of course, bottling a berg can take some doing. We're 4 miles from St. Anthony with Wyman and his brother Dale and 15-year-old nephew Damien. The water's choppy today. It's not a great day for the job.
How far away would you say we are from that big iceberg there?
Well, we're probably about 2 miles there right now. I'd say we're close to a mile and a half.
10 minutes later, and we're close enough to see the turquoise glow beneath the waves, the iceberg. A great white mountain of razor peaks with ridges of snow.
Yeah. Now that one there, he had a massive breakup sometime last night. They tend to break up like in the evenings after it's a really warm day. Then when it starts to cool off in the evening, they tend to break up.
Wyman has to get close enough that he can scoop up the smaller bergy bits without getting too close. Because when the berg starts to break up, it can roll and crush a boat like this.
What I've seen so far is much too big for us. I mean, the cubic meter of ice, even smaller than that, is really heavy. This ice is really heavy.
The Richards are quiet and intense. Wyman has the wheel. He strains his eyes, and occasionally he reaches for binoculars. Then he sees something.
So what do you see there, Wyman?
We're going to need a small piece right there. We're going to try and take that piece on board now.
He kills the engine. Dale and Damien throw down 2 steel anchors which steady the boat. They take their places. Dale's near the cabin, poised to lift the weight of the berg with the help of a very squeaky mechanical muscle, the hydraulics. Wyman grabs the net, It's homemade and looks like a giant butterfly catcher. In his t-shirts, steel-toed boots, shades, and a goatee, Wyman actually looks more like a cowboy than a fisherman as he gets ready to wrangle a bucking berg. Wyman leans out over the boat and holds the net down.
What's the problem?
It's too big. It's too heavy, and where she's rocking, we can't get the swing ahead. Can't get the dip in it to swing ahead.
Dale swings the boat around and corners the fleeing berg.
Go ahead, Anna, now.
Wyman plunges the net and rotates his left shoulder, then his right.
Oh, no!
Dale cranks the hydraulics up, and the ice rises out of the ocean. And then the berg slips out and plunges back into the water. Round two. Wyman nets one side of it, then turns the net until the whole berg is inside. The great net swings up and over the side of the boat. Weighing in at several thousand pounds, the netted bergie bit hovers above the deck.
Put it up there.
The Cape Richard pulls back into the St. Anthony Harbor at 6 o'clock. They've been out on the water for about 4 hours. It's supper time. Dale calls a takeout restaurant and orders 3 hamburger platters. Then it's 2 more hours breaking up the ice with an axe, then shoveling it into transport tubs. Marshall Dean hauls it back to the plant in his pickup truck. These bergie bits are going to melt down to 1,000 gallons of water.
How long does it usually take to melt this stuff down?
We use some heaters to kind of assist the process, but it'll take 2 to 3 days to melt it down, basically.
Right now, the young company is struggling. The chemist doubles as receptionist, and the president sometimes operates the bottling machine.
But as for the fisherman moonlighting as an iceberg cowboy, it's been a fair day's roundup. And he'll be back at it again tomorrow, if the weather's good.
I really look forward to it now. I mean, after we made our first trip and saw that it was going to work. Yeah, I look forward to it, and no problem at all making a week's pay at it. No problem at all.
Jana Graham and Chris Brooks produced that piece for Homelands Productions as part of their working series. The piece originally aired on Marketplace. If you'd like to hear more stories like this one, visit the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Support for this podcast is provided by the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Join us next week.